Since Israel began its occupation of the Syrian Golan in 1967, it has carried out numerous actions that have violated a number of the basic norms of international law. These actions have deliberately and negatively impacted on the Syrian population and history.
The number of the people before the occupation was 152,000. All of them immigrated to the homeland Syria in 1967, and residents of only five villages remained. The rest of the villages, and mosques and cemeteries were destroyed. Some villages were completely destroyed, and settlements were built on the ruins.
Following Israel's occupation of the Syrian Golan, the Israeli military forces began a widespread campaign of destruction. Recently, these forces and the settlers are working on destroying cemeteries and Muslim history in order to change the real face of the area.
It's not strange. Israel built settlements on our lands and our cemeteries. There are graves that have been vandalized, and there is a grave that was destroyed completely.
Observers say Israel is pressing ahead with its policy to change the history of the region by destroying ancient sites. This area used to be a Syrian cemetery, but now there is no sign of a cemetery. Hamda Wedat for Press TV, the occupied Golan Heights.